was strung out and swinging udders. And there is a terror attack, George Costanza, and Angry Aztecs, Guns for Sick Children at the Knockout, and that's $10. And Thrill House Records is having a show, Spunk, Euthanized, Looking In, and Bitch Fit. That's all ages, and that's 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Very cool, very cool. Is that the end of it?
That's the end of
it. All right, Joey, you're back on. Let me go ahead. I'm ready. Back to the... Back to the Tiskies, Chipooch.
I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink. in the town where the people put you down. They won't let you away. They're gonna get you someday. They're gonna get you someday.
Station. Richard James, Frank James, Billy Kidd, and all the rest. Spoke up and some bad cats out in the West. If they could have done me and my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns and made it. Stood up and told him, you just don't realize he's a gangster of love. Say he's a gangster of love. Well now, I walk in the bar, and girls from near and far. Say he's a gangster of love.
Ow!
You want it. means bulldog in town. Well, I can't put my finger on it, but I believe some to say.
In studio. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, you cannot see us, but we are dancing.
We are dancing like I was dancing like a robot. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, of course.
A very stylish robot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 60s robot.
60s robot. Yeah, yeah. Back when robots were just filled with people.
And walked gracefully because there was a ballet dancer inside.
Exactly. Like 3CPO, where it's like, that must have been a very slim person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, let's see. What, Joey, do you remember what we started the set with?
No idea.
Okay, I think like it's like Don't Do That, The Mistreated was still the last one, right?
Yeah, we started.
Oh, Electric Prunes was the one.
It was
one.
The Electric Prunes.
That's why.
It was the Electric Prunes.
Okay. So, did you want to announce what we did?
Oh, I guess, sure. I guess we started off with,
here.
I had too much to dream last night.
Yeah, by the Electric Prunes, and then we did, that goes up.
Yeah, it goes
up. Yeah, Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds. We had They're
song.
Gonna Get You by Count Five.
Also
Here
good.
I Am Baby by The Marvelettes.
Sweet.
The Bug by Leonard Johnson.
That was nice.
Yeah, we got More Soul by, I guess, Dyke and the Blazers.
And then, we think it's Dyke.
I think it's Dyke, but it could be Dick. Dick and the Blazers sounds a little more of the, but and then we had 25 Miles by, Edwin Starr.
That was beautiful.
That's the fucking, that's the
song.
Gangster Love by Johnny Guitar Watson. And then, Trouble With My Lover by Betty Harris. Groove Me Baby by King Floyd.
Nice.
Boogaloo on Broadway. The fantastic Johnny C. And How Come My Bulldog Won't Bark by Howard Tate.
Wow. Wow.
We are now coming into our dance party part of the
section
show.
Portion of the show. But before we do that, Joey, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the DJ nights that our very best buddies are having. So I'll kick it off with DJ Dusty Knockers, who...
Yeah.
is. Oh my goodness, this looks good. He's
no
doing a celebration of Ian Curtis. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I
yeah.
saw that.
All vinyl, Sunday, May 17th. So that's coming up from 6 to 9 p.m. This is over at Mothership in the Mission. That's 3152 3152 Mission Street. Again, it's going to be moody. It's going to be Ian Curtis. It's going to be dark.
Wear your black weeds.
Dark. Outside of that, on Friday, May 15th, so, you know, before that, 2 days before that, that's a Friday, we got Black Vinyl Happy Hour Records with DJ Dusty, Cold Wave, Post Punk, Dark Pop, Shoegaze. This is at the Knockout, over at the Knockout, Friday, May 15th, 6 to 9 p.m. So these are the two DJ nights from DJ Dusty. Mm-hmm. We also have a couple of nights from our buddy Vernard.
Yeah.
Buddy Vernard is going to be DJing.
He got a deep collection.
He does over on May, over at St. Mary's, May 23rd, 8 p.m.
Nice.
And then over at Stookie's on June 27th at 8 p.m.
Oh, nice.
So Stookie's, June 27th.
Nice.
St. Mary's, May 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then, not lastly, but second to last, we've got our buddy Lipo. Lipo is DJing over at Stookie's May 16th. May 16th.
Yeah.
R&B Soul. So now you got your whole weekend planned. Friday, yeah. Dusty. Saturday, Leonora, Lipo. And then Sunday, Dusty again.
All free.
Yeah.
Deepest
I
cuts,
like it.
The stuff you want to hear.
Although I can't make Friday.
Understood.
Because
you're doing your own DJ night.
Because Friday, I'll be DJing at the Willows.
Ooh, so it depends what side of town you want to hang out at.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll be there until from 7 to 11.
Neat.
And then
I've got
the 5th of June I'm going to be at the Sycamore from 7 to midnight, and then I think June 20th right there in the middle of Pride Month.
Damn.
I'm going to be at Stookie's.
Fun. Oh my goodness.
Spinning psychedelia, cuz that's
really
my jam.
Delicious cocktails. Cuz I have to say
cocktails.
Like, oh my gosh, what did I have last time? Well, I love the Aviation. It's sometimes
the Aviation.
Aviation. It's purple, it's beautiful, it's very sugary, so you got to watch out for that. But delicious. And then I was what was I having last night that I
Irish coffee.
Pim cups.
Oh, the Pim.
Sorry, not
cups.
Last night. Last night I was having Irish coffees, but last time I went to Stookie's, I was doing Pim cups all night. Oh, so good.
Delicious.
So fucking good.
Delicious.
But yeah, last night we went to the Buena
later.
Vista. Yeah,
nice.
It's not cheap.
Buena Vista's fun.
Yeah, last
not
night.
Cheap.
Yeah, we had the Irish coffee. So fucking good.
No, $17 for
they
an
make
Irish
a,
coffee.
A
not
really
cheap.
Good one. They make a really good
it
one.
It is the best one you'll ever have.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't
they got to figure it out.
Actually, I make a nice one at home.
I'm going to have one.
The bartender was actually told me, he's like, well, we actually make it so that the foam milk stays on top and it's cold versus the coffee. And so when you're taking a sip, you go through a cold layer of cream into the hot coffee, so your mouth can just start drinking it without waiting for the coffee to cool, of course. And it's just two sugar cubes, perfect amount. It's just a perfect drink.
Yeah.
Well, the key is the real whipped cream. Like they're not. That makes a huge difference because it provides the barrier at the top.
It's delicious, and you can tell it's real because it doesn't leave a film.
They said they go through 80 bottles of Tully Merdu every day.
Wow,
80 bottles a day.
That's a lot of whiskey.
But I mean, that's the one you want to. I'm just saying, like, do you guys know how many? Like, and I think they have liter bottles, by the way.
Damn.
So that's
they have bar
liters.
Bottles. They're not
like
they're
that.
Not.
Bar is moving booze.
That bar is moving some booze, and it's so awesome because I mean, we were walking up, and it was after dinner, so it was dark, and it was windy and cold as shit because you're on the water.
They knew it.
Cold as shit.
They
super fucking windy. Like we were. Brooklyn, I was holding myself and my trench coat, like.
Why did we?
You know, getting up, and then you get through the door, and it's the warmth just hits you, and you're like, oh, okay. And you take off your coat, and you sit down, and you have this coffee. It's so fucking dope. It's such a good experience.
And it was the fastest. I've never been served faster at any bar in the city. I think the Buena Vista is like, if you just want to.
They're professionals.
They're professionals.
It comes within like a second.
And also, they do make a great martini.
They make a good everything.
Yeah, they make
I've
a really
eaten,
good.
Have you ever eaten there?
I've never eaten there.
nobody eats there.
Tourist
staff.
No, tourists eat there. I've seen tables of tourists eating there, and I'm like, you eat here?
Yeah,
like, what?
I mean,
I think I've had a plate of fries there.
Yeah, I mean, that
very
is
cool. And maybe some fried shrimp or something.
That's a bread bowl with soup clam chowder in it, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't know if I really want
Yeah, I've had snack there. I've never eaten.
$17 for an Irish coffee.
Jerry, what was your... Oh.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what was your favorite song from that last set that you played?
They were all my kind of favorites.
These are all from the free box.
I like the Bulldog one.
That was fun.
That's why I ended that set. But hey, you know what we're doing now? We're down into the dance party. Like, we are gonna, the next few songs, we'll see how long we go. I didn't think I brought enough, but I think I brought too much. So we're going to see how much we get through.
That's how it goes. It's better to have too much than not enough.
It's way better.
We're about ready for the dance party of Cheap Pooch. As in true fashion.
Right on.
And again, if you hear a skip, you heard it twice. I will be doing my best on the table.
Free records, everyone. Free records.
I haven't cleaned, but we're going to get into it. So yeah, party, 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 party.
With Cheap Hooch Radio on Radio Valencia. Wow. Exciting stuff.
Exciting things. Here we go.
It ain't nothing but a party, baby. We gonna get knee-deep in funk and have a super groovalistic time. With a little extracurricular activity to relax and unwind your mind. Right on.
If you're gonna party, come on, it's party.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Cheap Pooch Radio here on RadioValencia.fm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Joey. What a great fucking show.
What a great
show today.
So funky.
So funky. Say something nice.
Thank you for, you know.
Hanging out with us today.
You know, yeah, thank you. You know, dude on the Presidio, you know.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
With the punk rock records, so yes.
Such
These
a
are
fun.
All the same box. Crazy.
So amazing.
All right. Well, Cheap Pooch, everyone.
Cheap Pooch.
You're all...